Thanks for spending time with us on The Green this week. I'm Tom Byrne. 200 years ago, in 1824, the Marquis de Lafayette, one of the heroes of America's fight for independence during the Revolutionary War, began a 13-month Guest of the Nation tour of all 24 states, including Delaware. To commemorate the bicentennial of Lafayette's return to America, hundreds of events have been planned across the U.S. and in France to celebrate and educate the public about both Lafayette and France's role in America's war for independence. In this edition of History Matters, Delaware Public Media's Kyle McKinnon catches up with historian Kim Burdick, resident site manager for the historic Hale Burns House, for a chat about Lafayette's return.
We're talking today about the nationwide celebration of Marquis de Lafayette's return to Delaware 200 years ago in 1824. But when most people hear that name, I don't think they have maybe little to no idea who that is or why he matters. So let's start there. Who was Marquis de Lafayette, and why are we celebrating the bicentennial of his return to America as the so-called guest of the nation? And bonus points if you fit his full name into your answer, but I won't hold you to that, Kim.
Well, we'll start with Gilbert and we'll leave it there, but it's a very long name. Well, actually, he turned 20 here at the Hale Burns House. And that was on September 6, 1777. So he actually, in some ways, he ran away from France when he was a kid. The king actually told him not to come here, but he did. He had enough money, was the richest orphan in France, that he contracted to have a ship built. And so he and his buddies sailed to America. And so when Ben Franklin, who had been American ambassador to France, caught word that he had done this, he insisted that George Washington be Gilbert's babysitter, and he was. But they had a nice relationship because Gilbert's father had died when I think he was only 3 years old, and so he never knew his dad. And Washington had stepchildren from Martha Custis, but he didn't have kids of his own, and so they had this father-son relationship that worked out pretty well. And so after the American Revolution, and then he went home, and then he was in the French Revolution, and then he was imprisoned at Olmutz, which I'm not sure, I think might have been in Austria. And then after that, he got back involved in French politics. And so by the time that he was turning 67, he wrote to James Madison, who was then the president of the United States, and he said he'd been daydreaming about coming back to America. And Madison was pretty close to his age, and they had been army buddies at Valley Forge, which is hard to imagine, you know. But he said, well, yes, come, why not? You can help us kick off the 50th anniversary of America. So it's sort of a way to launch the 250th that's coming up soon. And by that time, there were 24 states in the United States. There hadn't been the 13 colonies when Lafayette was here when he was 20, but some of them, including Louisiana, of course, had very much interested in French American history. Some places were named for Lafayette. And so he was going to turn 67 that year, and he had a 67th birthday.
Well, you touched on this a bit, but one of the longstanding landmarks Delaware has of this time and of the Marquis is the more than 300-year-old sycamore tree beside the Hale Burns House, which is also known as the witness tree because, as you again mentioned, George Washington met with his top generals under that tree in the late summer of 1777. Can you tell us more about that meeting and its significance in this context? You said the Marquis was, 19 or 20 years old during that meeting?
It was his 20th birthday on that same day.
Wow.
the tree is still there. It's totally hollow. If it didn't have a wooden panel on a spike, you and I could stand up inside that tree. It's pretty big and pretty old. It was already full grown when George Washington had his meeting here. And Daniel Burns was actually a Quaker miller and not the kind of person that would normally host a council of war, but he didn't have much choice. So when One day, there was a knock on the front door, and it was a staff person of George Washington's who said, "So, Mr. Pacifist Quaker, sir, we're having a council of war at your house at 5. Bye." And then, what the heck's he supposed to do? He had four or five kids and a wife. So, anyways, he did. And so, whether Dinah Burns and her children went up to the Red Clay Creek to Daniel's brother's house, or whether they were hiding here somewhere, we really don't know. But the tree was there. And the painting that Bryant White did shows Washington's staff people under the tree. And it also shows Washington and Lafayette in front of the tree, in front of the door. So it's kind of a neat thing that there's a tree that's that old that actually was witnessing Lafayette having been here.
Getting back to this nationwide celebration of Lafayette's return, there are hundreds of celebrations or planned events in other cities, like New York, Boston, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Charleston, St. Louis, New Orleans, Savannah. Not to mention, there's all these other small towns that Lafayette visited. You recently held a Thinking Out Loud coffee hour back in February to plan all this in Delaware, essentially. Can you tell us about that coffee hour and how planning is going with roughly 5 months to go until Delaware's celebration date of October 6th?
Pretty well, actually. We've been talking about it for a while, but because we're known as a place related to Lafayette, it wasn't too hard. But at the moment, the plan is to have a ticketed breakfast at Hagley on October 6th at 9. And Hagley's been very nice about that. And then people will go over to the Robinson House in Claymont, which is where in 1824 he came over the Pennsylvania border into Claymont. And the plan is to start there. And 1st Delaware Regiment, the reenactors, will be spending the night up there at the Robinson House. So they'll be cooking and moving around in their costumes and stuff. And there's a lovely family. Alicia Gibson is the mother, and she has two daughters, Bee and Ellie, that I've known since they were in second grade or something. And now they're almost grown-ups. They're in high school going to proms and things. But Alicia and her daughters will be doing projects with kids. So when if you live around Claymont, you should definitely go up there, and they'll be cooking and doing things. And then when Lafayette gets there, theoretically being brought by Chuck Schwamm, who's the National Executive Director of American Friends of Lafayette, he'll be greeted by some local Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts, and CAR is Children of the American Revolution, and also a reenactor from Dover, Tom Welch, who portrays Alan McLean. He will be coming up to the Robinson House to be one of the greeters of Lafayette, who back in the day, he actually knew Lafayette when Lafayette was a young soldier at Barron Hill and Lafayette, and went to Valley Forge after that. After we leave Robinson House, they're going to stop at Brandywine Village, and that beautiful string of bluestone rock buildings there by Concord Pike and Philadelphia Pike, that was an authentic section of housing. And actually, there was some war headquarters in the Tatnall House and so forth. So they'll be having a program there. And then we'll move down to Delaware Historical Society on Market Street, where a black reenactor from Williamsburg will portray James Armistead Lafayette. Lafayette helped him to become freed from slavery. And so James Armistead named himself his last name Lafayette. So he'll be there. And then we'll go to Newcastle. And the Van Dyke House, actually, Lafayette attended a DuPont family wedding there. So it's all a pretty interesting way to get Delaware history as part of the puzzle.
It really sounds like this event could be put on tomorrow, Kim. You guys are just so ready.
We're ready.
Well, what exactly, as we wrap up in your words, in your view, what exactly is the goal of this celebration, Kim? Is it to educate the public, to keep this history alive, to shine a light on Lafayette's importance is a combination of those things, or something more. What's the goal here?
Well, it's kind of fun when you think about Delaware being the lower three counties of Pennsylvania. And though at that time period, it was still in people's minds, the lower three counties of Pennsylvania was separated in 1776. So there's a lot of people that I knew in Pennsylvania who had never been farther than Concord Mall. But people always say, well, Delaware. And then they ask me, do you mean Delaware County, dear? I mean, no. So, and they know Delaware from passing through from Philadelphia to go to DC or something like that. So it's kind of, in my mind, a nice way to get Delaware's name out there because we actually were a pretty interesting, although very small state. But 24 states are involved, so it's a way to really kick off the 250th, like commemorating the 50th anniversary of the country.
Thanks to historian Kim Burdick with the Hale Burns House and our Kyle McKinnon for showing us why history matters this week.